on a G-leg thing.
That's
we'll talk
nice.
About that.
Is that your first topic?
That's my only topic.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that actually? I believe you for some reason.
See, look, if you look right here,
yeah,
it's quite itchy.
It looks
don't look it too long, though, because yours will be itchy next.
Nah, stop talking. How you doing, Ben?
I'm doing awfully, but how are you?
Yeah, you know, you know, I think living, surviving.
I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm doing. I am
good.
I'm all moved in. This is the family where I'm all moved in. It's pretty exciting, you know, as if like this was a really, you know, I mean, with every move, I feel like something always goes a bit awry. Like someone always loses something always breaks, bloody dark.
You buy the place with no appliances.
Yeah. So Dan and I knew that the flat we were getting was unfurnished. We knew that. But when we came here for the visit, like way back when, to look at the flat, I specifically remember Dan asking, is there going to be white goods, right? Meaning washing machine, fridge, etc.
Yeah.
And the guy said probably, and neither Dan nor I ever thought maybe we should check on that, because it wasn't until like a week before the move when I was staying at my girlfriend's that someone, I said like, yeah, it's unfurnished. And one of them goes, well, do you have a fridge? And I was like, ah, shit. Ah, fuck. We should probably check. And then, well, we didn't. And we move in. Get the keys. Oh, welcome to Roberts, you fucking cunty estate agents. And, I'm in the van. Well, no, actually, we drive back in Dan's car, and the van's outside with all my shit in it. And we open up the door. What do you know? There's no fridge. There's no washing machine. And so the entire first day of the move was spent getting my stuff into the flat, all the boxes, then getting some of his shit into the flat.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was the case of, because we got a sofa and we got Dan's bed from Facebook Marketplace. We got like a couple of chairs from Facebook Marketplace. And so that was a big stress because obviously I was driving the van it was an automatic van. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like it was difficult. It was automatic and it was pretty dreamy.
But it's still a van.
It's still a van. It was fucking, it wasn't like transit, but it was a big van for me. Anyway, look.
Bigger than what you used to.
Yeah, bigger than my fucking Dacia Sandero, that's for sure. And we were like split on whether or not we buy a fridge and a washing machine secondhand, because there was something went like the fridge when he said we'll buy it secondhand. I was like, I don't mind doing that because the fridge is a fridge. It's only ever held food. It's you know, someone would have to treat a fridge pretty fucking terribly for me to go, I don't want your fridge. But the washing machine, right, I was, like, really against getting that secondhand for some reason. I think it's just because, like, it's people's clothes. Like, that's I know that it's a washing machine and, like, the idea is for them to clean things, but there was something off about me wanting to get one. So I was like, look, we've had a bit of a stinker here, so I'll text my dad and see what he says, right? And my dad was like, go to Curry's PC World before it shuts. Bear in mind, this is at like 6:37 and Curry's PC World shuts at 8. And he was like, go and get a fridge, go and get a washing machine. I was like, fucking hell, dad, that's money. And I when me and Dan were there, we were just looking at the cheapest fridges, right? And we were like, man, 200 quid. Fuck. And then we looked at the washing machines and we were like, man, the cheapest one, it's like £220. Fucking hell. And Dan was having like a fucking meltdown. It's quite funny. He was on the phone to his mum and just explaining that, you know, we might have to spend all this money. And there was me like, Dan, the fucking shop shuts in like an hour. Can we please just get something? We ended up deciding that the fridge can go fuck itself. And we got the washing machine. So we got this £220 washing machine. And the guy that wheeled it out, you know, he's obviously a big warehouse man. You know, he's like wheeling it out and he sees the van. He's like, oh, you're moving in? And we go, yeah. And he goes, "Oh, I didn't have white goods." And we're like, "This is really not the time." We're like, "Yeah, we're just students, just moved in, no white goods." And he was like, "Oh, are you first floor?" And we were like, "Yes." and he was like, "Well, don't know how you're going to get upstairs." Dan and I looked at each other. We're like, "Yeah, it'll be fine. Like, it'll be fine." And so we get to the flat after the little drive, after a bit of panicking. You know, Dan's still trying to fucking find a fridge on Facebook Marketplace. And we drive the van right up to the doors, and we open up the thing, and we're like, "Right, we've got to get this washing machine up the stairs and into the flat, right?" And because Dan is strong, you know, Dan's the strong one of me and him. I was like, "Dan, you go at the bottom of the stairs, and I'll try and pull the washing machine up, and you push it, right? It makes more sense that way." And I think the washing machine went off without a hitch. I think we put it down once before the stairs, which was kind of a mistake. Like, we should have just gone it. We'd done it in one trip, like through the doors, up the stairs, one trip. So that was like minor mistake. Then we sit down, and he orders the Chinese while he's trying to figure out this this fridge situation. And he says, "I've got one. I've got a fridge, one that we can pick up tonight at 9 p.m. And I was like, "Okay, solid, let's do it," you know. And we go, and firstly, we can't fucking find the place, or like, we find it, but we don't know where like we're meeting. That was a whole thing. Dan goes and sees the guy, and I walk around to the front to see like the fridge, I suppose. And I'm looking at it, and first off, it looks grotty, you know. It looks like it just looks gross. Like, it's not like the worst fridge you've ever seen, but if you walked into a friend's home and saw this fridge, you'd be like, "Are you okay?"
Like, demi fridge.
I would. What, the one in the garage?
Yeah.
I would say, to be fair, this one might have just looked worse because it had like fucking, like, I say paint, like the chipped, like white off it.
Oh.
There was like lots of brown fucking up the side. Like, it looked like no one had ever taken a cleaning thing to it in its entire lifespan. And so Dan and the two guys are lifting it, and they put it in the van, and you know, I'm there like, you know, it looks a little big, you know, not like worryingly, but I just go, "It's a big fridge, like it's a big fridge freezer." And we have like a gap in the kitchen, right? It's not like we have open kitchen, you could just chuck anything. It's like we have, you know, probably like this much space total.
Oh, right.
I don't know. Point is, the fridge was just ever so slightly too big.
Oh.
But that's not including the journey up the stairs, which was a fun little fun scenario. I think I nearly had a mental breakdown. I don't know how Dan did this. Again, Dan was at the bottom of the stairs because Dan's strong. First off, the fridge was like leaking, right? So like there was like water on my fucking hands as I tried to pull out of the van, and I genuinely was like, "I don't know how I'm gonna carry this down because it will just slip." And so before he takes out the van, he's like, "I'll wipe up my shirt." And so he's wiping it, and I'm like, "Okay, this is fine." And we're like, he's like, "Right, we just got to do it." So we opened up the door, we opened up double doors, put a fucking stopper in it, and we were like, "We just got to go. We got to get it up the stair. Once it's up the stairs, we can shimmy, you know." You can't do that upstairs. So I go first, and I'm walking backwards, and I'm like, "Dan, this is heavy." And he's like, "We just got to go." And I'm like, "Yeah, no, I'm with you there. We just got to go. I'm just saying, it's heavy." Like, this is, bearing in mind, like, this is now at what, like 9:30, and Dan's been up since like 7 or 8 because he had to drive down to Bournemouth. Yeah. I've been up since 8 because I had to go get the van, and then we both went to storage, got all of my stuff out of storage, moved, like, we fucking all over the place. It's not like this is just it was a heavy fridge. It was like, this is after like essentially 10 hours, 12 hours of work, driving around, lifting things, lifting a fucking washing machine up the stairs, to then go, "Yeah, now we're going to lift a essentially like a heavy fucking man up the fridge."
Yeah, just a lump of metal.
So as we're going up the stairs, I feel it slipping. And I tell Dan, you know, as to not, you know, we're all about communication. I say, Dan, it's slipping. And he's like, we haven't got long to go. And I'm like, Dan, but I'm being dead serious, man. Like, you, like, I just don't know if you'll be able to take the full weight of this coming down the stairs at you. And I was like, I'm going to have to put it down. I have to, like, and you just got to hold it and then allow me to get some grip on it.
Sorry.
Fuck off, Siri, please. Jesus, not now. And so I put it down the stairs and, like, so it's hard to describe, but, like, obviously, because it's heavy as fuck. It's not like it's like up here on me, right? It's like down low.
Yeah, and you're sort of like I'm trying to, as you're doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm trying to maneuver up the stairs backwards, and we're trying to tell each other, like, Dan's like, yeah, I'll push it on three, and I'm like, yeah, I'll lift it just a tiny bit as to not A, crush my fingers, and then I don't know, B, get hurt in any other way. And he fucking pushes it, and it just smacks my ankle because I haven't brought up my foot from the stair before. And I literally, like, I was like, Dan, oh my fucking God. Oh my God. And he was like, shit, man, sorry. And I was like, we're like three stairs away. Let's just get up the fucking. And again, just like, it was like one stair at a time. It was like lift, push, drop, lift, push, drop, lift, push, drop. And he fucking shoved it up to the top. And while we're doing that, the door opened and fucking shelves flew out and fucking, oh God, it was just such a nightmare.
Oh no.
Yeah, the door actually came off at one point, which was very funny because we did genuinely consider, like, maybe we don't have a fridge and we've just lifted this fridge up into the flat for no reason. But the end of the story is the fridge didn't fit in the slot in the kitchen, which is just amazing. I've managed to fix the doors back on. I've only managed to salvage two of the shelves instead of three. One of the, you know, like in the door, you know, where you put like drinks and then there's like a second shelf. Yeah. One of those shelves is fucked. So we only have two shelves total there instead of three.
Oh, shit.
Pretty unfortunate. And it was grotty as fuck. So the first day I lived here, I spent cleaning that. And then I was like, you know what? I'll spray paint it. Under the bright idea of my girlfriend. Well, I say it's a bright idea because it actually was. Because do you know what? White spray paint looks fucking great. It looks great. So that's the moving in story. Other than that, it's just been me sorting out the bathroom sink, which doesn't drain. So there you go. That's me.
Yeah, I was hearing. I heard about that. That was the sink.
Yeah, that's bullshit. That's complete bullshit. It's just more like a state agent / landlord being fucking lazy.
Yeah.
And just wanting money off of people like Dan and I. Like, come on. Like, the people before didn't have a sink for like the last 3-4 months of their life. So they must have been using the kitchen sink. Then we move in and the sink doesn't drain. And when the guy came to look at it, he was like, honestly, it just looks like a bodge job. Like, I don't know the specifics, but it was something like a plastic pipe from the sink was leading into a lead pipe. And he was like, it just didn't thread. And he was like, so they just kept putting tape around it. And I was genuinely there like, this is just such bullshit. And he's like, yeah, you should absolutely talk to him about it because, like, you need someone to repipe it. Otherwise, something's going to break again. And I was like, but you've like fixed it. He goes, yeah, it will drain and it will drain, you know, for fucking however long. But he's saying it ain't a permanent fix. And I was like, thanks, man. So, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And, like, you know, and the thing is, here's my complaint about like housing, renting, or just maybe just housing in general, is how often things get updated, right? So the wiring in this flat has not been changed since 1980.
Jesus.
1980. 1980. Wait, is that right? 20. Yeah. Yeah. Holy shit. 40 fucking years. 40 years. Like, I understand it can obviously work for like a long time, right? You know? But in my room alone, I have two outlets. Two.
That's it?
Yeah. I have one there, which has a mini extension, and then an extension cable out of my lights. And then I've got one behind me, which has a mini extension, and then it's got an extension, and then that extension has an extension in it. And there is no way around this, because there's only two fucking outlets. It's not like I can even go, oh yeah, I'll just get like an electrician friend to just like, you know, sort me
out. Add some more in.
Because I'm renting. I'm not allowed to fucking do that. So it's all just bullshit. Oh, and Dan's Dan's lucky.
I've got
he's got bloody three, I think. He's three. It's just like fucking hell.
I have four in each corner of my room.
Yeah, that's because it's like it's not. I don't understand how anyone lives here. Like, because even right here's the thing: in the kitchen, you'd think in the slot where the fridge is, there'd be like either one that, like a outlet there,
yeah,
or there'd
yeah.
be like one just like through a little just access behind. In yeah, the yeah. cupboard. Yeah,
yeah.
No. Have no idea how the fuck people had their fridge plugged in if it was not plugged into an extension, which I'm pretty sure you shouldn't do.
But yeah, definitely not.
There's no other option because the fridge plug wire, like literally at full fucking like straight line, like it's a fucking zip line, is like a good is like a good this distance away from the plug. And I'm thinking, how the fuck is this possible? There's no way. It's bullshit. Anyway. Moving on, I don't want to talk about it. I'm getting, fucking hate it.
I can tell.
It's flat bullshit.
Like, riling
you up. It's like, don't get me wrong, I'm sure when Dan lives here, we're going to make it at home, you know, because right yeah. now, I'm essentially living out of my room and the kitchen. I haven't touched the living room except to dry my clothes, and I obviously don't go in his room, and that's pretty much it.
Mm.
So, yeah. Anyway, well done, Finley. You've moved into a flat. There you go.
And it partly sucked.
Partly sucked.
By the sounds of it.
I made it work to a degree. Made it work to good. A degree, for sure. So, yeah. Anything you want to bring up? Because that was... moving was actually one of my topics.
Yes. Well, that was also one of my topics. Because I wanted to hear about the lack of appliances. Because I knew there was this elaborate thing that had gone on. And I wanted to understand.
That wasn't...
Have you seen Shang-Chi?
I have indeed seen Shang-Chi.
You have?
Yeah.
What did you think?
I really liked it. I think it was fucking sick. The thing is, I feel like you could watch it as just a like kung fu action film and be
a complete standalone
and be really happy with what you just saw.
And I agree.
Yeah, because the thing is, it was I'm sorry, like the bus fight scene was just the greatest thing ever. I actually was like, that is fantastic.
The choreography was so good.
It was magnificent. Like, I was sat in cinema and I was just genuinely sat there like, wow, that's fucking cool. I was like, that's cool right there. That's nice.
What's brilliant about it as well is until the Razor Fist, the guy with the machete arm, before he actually gets up, the whole time at the start of the scene, he's sat at the back like this.
Yeah, just at the back.
All the way through, you just... And then suddenly it's like, this is my cue. And then off he comes down the bus. It was brilliant, though. I loved that film. And props to the actor. Don't know his name.
Yeah, Simu Lee? Something like that.
I cannot pronounce it, and I don't want to butcher it. But he went from being a... what's it called? Stock image model.
He went from a stock image model, and he was in... That one show, which is now on Netflix, Kim's Convenience, I want to say. It's like some sitcom. It's like a Canadian sitcom or something. It's based around like a Korean family, I think.
Oh, right.
Or something along those lines. I don't know. Apparently he's very good in that. And people are like, oh my God, like, it's him from Kim's Convenience. And he's now fucking a Marvel hero.
And pretty a good cool. one as well.
Yeah, dude, he was fucking sick. I liked it. I really did. I thought the... Oh, what was his name? Oh, my God. What's his name? Trevor. But what's the actor's name? Goddamn.
Oh, Ben Kingsley.
Ben Kingsley, mate. His whole bit in...
His whole arc.
His whole arc was just so fantastic. And, like, for some reason, it just fits. It just fits so perfectly.
Yeah.
Like, the whole scene where they... You know, the thing I like about Marvel films is they always have like, downtime.
Yes.
Like, where, like, characters will just fucking chat. And just talk and just like almost get to know each other.
Yeah.
And in Shang-Chi, it was when they were talking about like why he took up acting. And it was like his mum took him to see Planet of the Apes and he was watching.
Yeah. 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 Because he's on about like,
yeah.
They weren't.
He was like,
they were acting.
They were acting. And it's like, yeah, they were acting.
I was
like,
riding the horses, wasn't it? How did he get the monkeys to ride the horses? They were acting.
It's just such perfect. That is perfect, like, kind of conversational downtime. And I think, Like, even when you're in the audience, you know, like, Marvel likes their kind of comedy. I think I'm glad Marvel did lean into their comedy, because, like,
yeah,
it is good. It kind of gives you a bit of, like, well, yeah, downtime. It gives you, like, a bit of relief if, yeah, like, just after something happened. You know, because this was right after they fucking busted out of the garage with, yeah, the whole, like, with the hand thing. Fuck, that was tense.
Yeah.
And so then they're just talking about why Trevor took up acting. And it's because of Planet of the Apes. And then it's just like, you know, how long is it until the fucking maze door opens? And it's like, oh, we got to wait. Oh, no, he says go now, go. And then it just goes. And then we're right back into it. It's
yeah, because then, and all the way through that scene as well, that's like a good mix of chaos and calm, because Trevor's just chat, and then he'll sort of go, oh, take a left. And like, yeah, he's saying it so casually in this bamboo maze that is moving and will crush the car they're in.
Yeah, that was actually really fucked. That bit was genuinely quite frightening for me, I think.
Mm.
God,
also, I don't know if you noticed at all. Probably didn't. It was quite subtle. But one of the sponsors for the film was BMW. Did you notice?
I think I may have noticed that, to be fair.
I think so.
I always know. Like, it's always cars that are easy to tell, because it's not like... Yeah. Yeah, you know, whenever you see a fucking hero driving a car, or like a, yeah, fucking rich person driving a car, they're always going to be driving like a specific type of car.
Yeah, driven like Iron Man has been Audis, yeah, Black, yeah, Panther was Lexus.
Very peculiar that like car sponsors would want to be in like a Marvel film. Because it's not.
I don't think that's weird.
Yeah, but like. The heroes rarely ever use cars for like anything other than just going from point A to point B.
This film, yeah, I could see
like,
that.
Okay,
this film, the BMW, the opening,
you can fucking drive through a bamboo forest as it's close. It's like no one's going to use it for that purpose. They're just going to use it to drive around. It just seems.
I think
like
it's just to see their name badge, because we are talking true. About BMW right now,
which is
exactly what they want. Bastards. And the film literally opens, the first scene is a BMW M8 comp revving and then blasting through the city,
which is basically an advert saying,
look at our brilliant car, it's brilliant, and a car.
That's so true. You are right now, yeah.
That's facts.
Kind of want a BMW now.
Oh, yeah, wouldn't it? What, black man's willy?
I'm in a relationship, so no. Yeah, Shang-Chi. Did I not like that? It was very classic in terms of the like Asian heritage, where it's like son rejects dad, or like rejects ideals, and just wants to like do their own thing.
Yeah,
but then ultimately. Lives.
And there was the massive respect between them, even though they clashed and like the son ran away. He came back, and I think, what was it? Is it Win Woo?
Something like that.
He is one of the best villains, I think.
He was a pretty good villain
in the MCU.
Because he was driven.
Yeah. Obviously, he was an evil person. He was an evil bloke from the start. But what his goal was in the end was done out of love, when he was the one thing that made him a normal person again, not this evil. Once that was taken from him, that's it. All he wanted to do is get it back.
I kind of get what you mean. Like he kind of gave up being like a leader, like a fucking god, basically.
Yeah.
He gave it up just so he could like chill and have a wife and have kids, la-di-da. But then, I don't know, it's a bit of a villain arc to then go, yeah, we're going to go break your mum out of fucking this place in the, like, they're keeping her captive, her previous fucking people. It's like, bro, no, don't do that. Don't put on the rings, you silly sausage. Don't do that.
numpty.
Yeah, it's just fucking...
Oh, now look what you've done. You got your soul sucked out by a giant squid.
To be fair, I actually don't even get it. Like, the thing is, right, he thought the entire time that his wife was behind the gate or whatever.
Yeah.
As soon as the first fucking thing flew out, did he not just go, maybe she's not in there? Don't know.
Silly me.
Oh, that's a problem. Oh, fucking hell.
Ooh,
they're going towards the town. Ooh.
Ooh. Let's just take that guy's soul from his rectum.
Boosh. Just fucking, what a guy. Yeah, overall, great film. I would probably give it, being dead serious, probably like a dead serious, I'd probably give it like a 9 out of 10. Like somewhere up there.
I'd probably go 8 out of 10. There's a few bits, acting-wise, that were a bit shoddy.
Do you know what?
All in all, it was good, though. VFX was amazing.
VFX was good. I really liked Wong in The Abomination.
Yes! I thought that is cool.
Yeah.
We get to see Emil Blonsky return, which is The Abomination.
Yeah. It's not going to be Tim Roth, is it? Is Tim Roth?
It is Tim Roth.
No way! That's kind of cool.
It's Tim Roth. And in She-Hulk, which is underway, Tim Roth made a statement and he said, "I was super nervous about this role because I've never done voice work before for a character that I've already done." Because obviously before he did, I think they got a different actor in to do the voice of once he turned into Abomination.
So a British
actor, similar, but it was different. And then with She-Hulk, he stated that he didn't know what he was doing. But then as soon as he saw Mark Ruffalo come in and just start giving it and doing the Hulk, Tim Roth apparently was like, "Oh, okay, there you go."
Yeah, that's cool. That is pretty cool. I'm not going to lie.
Good scene return.
Yeah, I think it is. I also liked... I mean, you kind of could tell that Wong was going to be in there. Like, as if you didn't see the trailers, you could kind of tell from the start that he was, because of all the, like, flowy energy and, like, the fucking... Orange versus blue. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I watch a lot of Marvel. It was like, it just came to me. But I knew Wong was going to turn up at some point for some reason. And I just, for some reason, didn't expect him to be in the, like, underground fighting ring that, what's her name was? God, I'm not very good with names, it seems.
Nah, I can't remember her name.
I remembered seeing his fucking
Lee. Ziao, something or other.
Yeah. Point is,
the
sister of Shang-Chi was basically having an underground fighting ring, mad money involved, obviously. And Wong and the Abomination were just like hustling. I think they were just, what was it? What's it called?
Sparring?
No, because they're mates and they obviously you bet on who's going to win.
Wagers.
Yeah, it was like, but they faked it like they knew who was going to win because, you know, when Wong had the towel and he was like, looking at the Abomination, he was like telling him, like, "Yeah, you'll be okay." It's just like I had to win, you know, because the whole idea was that they make money off of it. And obviously, I mean, it was a pretty good fight as well. Wong and the Abomination, it's genius, really. Anyway, that is Shang-Chi. I like the end credit scene as well, actually.
Yes,
I thought it was a very, very simple way to bring it back. Although, obviously, bloody Hulk isn't Hulk. He's not Professor Hulk, is he? He's just normal.
No.
He's just a normal guy.
At the moment, at least.
Yeah, like,
we'll
see
what happens.
Like, I saw one thing which was just like, it was probably just due to budget, because they would just have to do him in VFX all the time now. So they were probably just like, we'll just have him be Mark. There's no point in... Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. You could just argue that, the snap fucking shriveled him up, and the Hulk just was like, nope.
just a little green scrotum.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Who knows?
Who knows?
Anyway, that's Shang-Chi.
Good film.
It was a good film, yeah. Decent. Excited for The Eternals.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Have you been keeping up with What If?
I have. Do you very, very good series.
Did you watch the one, 2 days ago?
The...
Killmonger,
yes.
Yeah.
Really... strange, like, it was a strange one,
that episode.
I enjoyed it, but it wasn't my favorite.
I would say it's not my favorite. I think I don't know, I like how they are doing all of the what if episodes. I just think that one was not as strong as the others. I don't know why, to be honest. I just feel like it didn't capture me as like a cool, you know.
They just seem a little bit rushed. I know, obviously, they're short, but they seem to try and cram a movie's worth of storytelling into 20 minutes.
Yeah, you could argue that's because we already kind of know the timeline. So we already know roughly when things happen, and they're just changing little parts. And they're like, oh, got to fit that in. And now we time skip. And then we go, oh, look, now he's over here in Wakanda doing this. It's like, yes, right, because of course we know that his fucking dad died, not due to gang violence, but because of T'Chaka. Anyway, yeah, the What If episode was good. I thought the Zombies episode was fucking good. That was dark as fuck.
That it was very good. Very, very good.
Although
it needs to need part two.
I think it does need... does it, though? I think that's the whole point, is why would we see part two? Because the only thing that part two can have is what? So there are, what is it? Spider-Man, Black Panther, and fucking Ant-Man, who is a floating head. Like
Bucky got launched, we don't know what's happened to him.
Bucky's still out there.
Is indestructible.
Hulk, he's somewhere out there. But then
they were literally going to get a cure. So,
yeah, but those three guys, so Spider-Man, Black Panther, and fucking Ant-Man, who's now Doctor Strange looking, they're all going to Wakanda, where Zombie Thanos is. And they are giving him, well, not giving him, obviously they're not giving him, but like, they got the fucking Mind Stone. So like, I don't know what you could do in part two, because like, what they're going to do, just make everyone unzombied. I mean, that's all they can do.
But then
they've already chopped up fucking Cap, you know, he's in half.
But then, I think it would be quite cool, because Zombie Thanos isn't going to want less life to thrive. He's going to be wanting more life to eat.
Yeah, oh, so is it going to be like...
So his snap wouldn't be taking away, it would be adding 50%.
Either half the population comes back, or bring back all the current dead zombies. Come back as humans, and now all the zombies get to re-eat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Will we get part two? Probably not. Yeah, it's episodic, isn't it?
Make a dream.
I don't even know what episodes are still to come. Like, I've been going into every What If without knowing what's coming up.
Yeah, I just sort of the first wind I get of whatever the episode is going to be is the thumbnail as I go to click it. Apart from Captain Carter, the first one.
Yeah.
Because that was plastered everywhere. But as a whole, I do like it. I like this series.
I do as well. Is there anything else Marvel related that you want to speak about before we...
Not Marvel, but there was a Star Wars thing.
Oh, yeah.
Were you watching The Bad Batch at all?
No.
Okay, never mind then. I just don't want to spoil any of it.
Okay.
Basically, it ties on from the Clone Wars Season 7. Because Clone Wars Season 7, which is the animated show, the final episode's happening at the same time as Revenge of the Sith.
Right.
So Anakin's gone dark and all that's happening. And you're seeing all the stuff that happens with Ahsoka, Darth Maul, and other things at the same time. And then The Bad Batch came out, it followed a group of mutated clones as Order 66 is done. Because they're mutated, they don't obey, and then they're fighting against the Empire and all this. And it's brilliant. It's really good, and it's going to be returning. It's had some characters in there that have popped up in The Mandalorian.
Ooh.
So you remember Fennec Shaw, one of two, the woman that had a metal abdomen with Boba Fett.
Yeah.
She gets shown in this, and we find out why the Empire hates her, like she said in that one episode of The Mandalorian. Pretty cool.
That's the thing that I haven't seen, but I'm about to bring up something that you haven't seen, most likely. Have you heard of Ted Lasso?
No. This is what you were crying to.
Dude, this show, I don't know why I never paid attention to it when it came out last year. It's written by Jason Sudeikis, right? You know,
right.
From Withers, right? And I was like, he's a funny dude. And I was thinking, it's just going to be American guy in England type funny. Because he's an American football coach that
ends up managing a fictional team called AFC Richmond in London. And honest to God, mate, I've been enjoying that show so much. Like, the writing in it is genuinely spectacular. Like, the like, yeah, they do sometimes do like a bit like he'll say something that's like an American saying and everyone will just look at him and they're like, huh? And then there's like a couple of staple characters, like Jamie Tart is he is just a classic because, oh dude, he literally went on a fucking reality show in the show as well. So he's essentially like a Love Island type character, like a really right. strong, like thinks he's the shit, thinks he's the coolest, you know, he can right. do all these tricks and stuff. And then there's Roy Kent, and Roy Kent is one of the funniest characters by far because he's like a old footballer who, you know, had a great career throughout and now he's playing for Richmond and he's old and shit. Well, not shit, but like, you know, he's old, so he's slower and like not as good. And he is just fantastic. He is like such a typical Brit in the way that like whenever Coach Lasso would speak, it'd be just met with fuck off and just like shit like that. It's just class. And the thing is, like, most of the time they're not even focusing on football necessarily. It's not like every game not like every episode's focusing on a game in particular. Like, sometimes it'll be one game will span three episodes and they'll just be doing loads of B plots in between. And yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, if anyone is at all interested in football, it's like, yeah, you'll be able to watch it because, you know, you see like Man City, but it's all fictional. Like, there's no real players in there. There just isn't it. So like, there was Watford in there, and I thought that was funny because I like Watford. I'm from Watford. But yeah, it's a good show. Good show. Funny, and like the sad moments, as I cried out the other day. It's like it almost comes out of nowhere, but like that. It's like, oh, you'll be feeling good, and then it'll be like, okay, here's a sad moment. Here's a happy moment, and then
it's a bit of a roller coaster.
Yeah, like some episodes are like a roller coaster in a good way. It's not like a, oh, I don't know how to feel about this episode because I was sad one minute, happy the next. It was like it all made sense, and yeah, it's a good show. I recommend. I would recommend it even if you're not interested in football, just because it is quite a funny show, and some of the characters are great. Like you'd love Danny Rojas as well. He's like a foreign, like a. Oh, where's he from? God, I don't remember. I'll just call him Spanish because he is very Spanish country of some kind. And he is just like, football is life. He's like, football is life. Football is life. And he's like, na 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 na. Danny Rojas, Danny Rojas. And he's just like running about doing all these tricks. He's like the most like into football character you could probably have. And it not be like, and it is in your face, but like, it's okay. Yeah. He is just like, like everyone else is like, yeah, football's cool. And he's just like, football is live. Yeah, anyway.
What platform is it on?
It's on Apple Originals. But who's to say, who's to know if someone were to look it up? You know, I'm not saying do that. But I'm also saying I understand if Apple TV is expensive. So there you go.
Yeah.
So, you know, make your own choice.
I won't be using Apple TV.
Yeah.
But I will be watching it.
I'm literally looking at the list. It's like my eyes just went soft focused. I've got D&D again, as in like...
Ah!
Because...
Ah!
Because I wanted to touch on it again. Because the last time we spoke about it, we were talking about like how great it is and like how fun and like it's great that we all like chit chat and like have fun. It's great, creative, you know. But the recent sessions have been just so wonderful that I wanted to say that like there is no way that people cannot enjoy D&D.
Yeah,
because the thing is you see like the amount of books that like Dungeon Masters can have, you see the amount of stuff online, how many fucking spells and all this stuff, oh, so much stuff. I can tell it's overwhelming. Like, it's overwhelming for me. That's why, you know, fucking Josh helps me out. That's why I'm assuming you look up stuff, because it is overwhelming. Yeah. There's a lot of shit that you can do.
And then you've got to remember that you don't go into learning something by reading all of it at once. Yeah, that, I think that's the big thing you got to remember with, especially if you're looking to get into D&D, but you're nervous about it. You don't have to do it all at once. You can take your time. We took how many? It was late February when we started making our characters.
And we had our first session
in like August.
Yeah, and the thing is, Josh mentioned to us D&D like prior to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
He said like, would anyone be interested? And we were like, yeah. Not that any of us fucking knew what we were doing. Like maybe one or two of us have played D&D before. I don't know.
I think Niall was the only one.
Yeah, Niall has. But like, none of us fucking looked up anything or like how to play, how to set up a certain character. And you know, I didn't know I was going to be a bard until, as you say, we started doing character sheets in around Feb time. Like, it's just great.
Yeah, because I didn't realize how much freedom you had. I thought you'd actually play like a fixed character. You would like, you choose a character in a game. I thought you'd do that. Mm. You didn't make everything. Because right now, everything we do is so tailored to us, like, and our personalities. Like, Finn and I recently have acquired a little mate.
A little mate, for sure.
And each time this little mate is referenced, I'm going to make sure I get this right. Finn and I.
Yeah, yeah. Simon will be on our case.
Yeah, Simon. Every single time we've mentioned, he's an old man. He's 3'2".
Yeah.
His name isn't Gog, but we call him Gog.
It's Nashkar.
That's it.
Nashkar.
I have not laughed at something as hard as I've laughed at little old man.
Little old man. And the adventures of little old man and us is, and the thing is, because there's so much freedom, it's not just like, oh, we just, you know, he's not just like an NPC that we were like, follow us, and he's just happened to come along. It is like, we have made him part of the group, so much so that, like, Ben's bought him armor, Ben's given him, like, a weapon, his weapon that we stole off him. It is just, we bought him beers, bought him stuff. Like, we just
fuck around. He's part of the group now. I've got a character sheet for him.
it's set up. And that's what's so fucking wonderful. It's just like, no matter how you think you are, like, oh, if you think you're not going to enjoy D&D, chances are you will. Just play it how you would fucking react. Like, if you wanted to just have a laugh and steal an old man and like a little gnome like old man, just fucking bring him along. Just be like, oh, come with us, cunt. And then chances are just roll for it. And then you know, if he doesn't do it, then just fucking backhand him. You can.
Because this was nowhere near what Josh intended. Josh started to like craft a story, pull the strings and everything. And this little old man was supposed to be encountered by us. We deal with him how we deal with him. And then we go on our way and leave him there. But no, me and Finn, Finn and I, shit. I covered him in grease. Yeah. And Finn threatened him.
The thing is, the story of Yegor intimidating the shit out of that old man comes because the whole session, every time I rolled, Yeg did bad. Right, you know, he got stuck in webs for the, like, four rounds. He just couldn't get out of the webs. At one point, he fell. He rolled so atrociously, he fell and was on the floor and had to Bardic Inspire people. And even then, it's not like he did anything. Then as soon as we get out, fucking, who was it? It was Hal and Elliot. You probably made a comment because it is like you to make a calling Yegg just shit and, oh, yeah, don't need him. And so, you know, he was feeling fucking... He was feeling a bit angry, right? And so we find this farm. Everyone's like, yeah, you know, well, not everyone. I'll say Hal. Hal probably went in like, let's fight. And we're like, nah, you know, I'm going to talk my way through this because, you know, Yegor's a fucking charismatic son of a bitch.
Yeah, because I'd come in the back door and you'd come in the front.
Yeah, yeah.
And we met in the middle because he shot at me with a wand of paralysis.
Yeah, well, that was lucky because fucking hell, he actually hit you. He hit you.
He did, but it was so bad.
So yeah, we fast forward through that whole section of charismatic talking to animated armor. We get into the house and this old man, the old man, shoots at Ben. Ben greases him, and then Yegor just, you know, he's like, I need to prove myself to the group, Ben, because he was there. You know, he's like, I'm going to intimidate him and ask, you know, where this plant is, because that's part of the storyline. So, like, where's the plant? Why are you growing it? Who the fuck is doing it? And it was intimidation roll. So, you know, Yegg's hoping for the best. What does he roll but 25? So, imagine, you know, a 15 stone, 5'7" bard, you know, guy, like a performer. It's not like he's dressed as a soldier. It's not threatening. Just this, like, fucking jester type character. Wearing a fucking pink suit. Dude. I'll try and remember to throw up a reference image of what Yegor in the fucking D&D looks like, because I actually drew him. Imagine this guy screaming at you, telling, like, while you're covered in grease, where the fuck is the plant? Why the fuck are you growing it? Tell us where, I'll fucking stamp on your neck. Rolling a 25. This little old man, he, you know, there's nothing he could do. You know, when something like that happens, there's nothing you can do but fold. And
wasn't it while you were threatening him, like really threatening him? No. I was, he, not only was he on the floor covered in grease, but I was just slowly caressing his head.
Yeah,
you're screaming at him, saying you're gonna stamp on his neck.
It was a really, you know, if you were to watch it from like an outsider's perspective, it was an incredibly problematic looking situation. But the thing is,
we're all best mates now.
The thing is, we're you know, I'm like his uncle, you're like his dad. I don't know. You take care of him. You kit him out. You tell him where he can and cannot go. It's, you
know. I'm trying to think if dad's the right one, because he's an old man.
Yeah, like a. What would it?
But then I probably am older than him because I'm an elf and I'm 420 years old.
You are technically older than him.
I'm the oldest person as well.
In human years, you would be. I don't know if, like, how, you know, how elves, they age differently. So, like, your 400 is like our fucking whatever. Anyway, doesn't matter. It was D&D. It was good fun. Basically, what I'm saying is try and find a group of friends to do it. Exactly what we said last time. Because you can just make it your own. Like, I don't think I would enjoy it if Yegor was not what I am making him do, which is just charismatic and persuasive. He literally cannot do anything else. He's such a useless fuck in nearly every other way, but goddamn, can he talk his way out of a situation.
And that's your persuasion's plus 5, isn't it?
No, it's plus 6.
Plus 6. Yeah. Mine's plus 5.
And now I've got bloody what's it called? Expertise.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I can get a chance of, like, 6 and then plus my modifier. It's like I'll get, like, plus 8 or 9.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so it's outrageous. Yeah, D&D, great times. Everyone do it. Just do it for fun, mate. Honestly, find a group, even if your friends don't want to do it. Just do it. Mm-hmm. Just do it.
It's really good. Yeah. It's really good.
It's like a sleeper agent type fun. Yeah.
I want to touch on something briefly. We've done an episode about this in the past. Yeah. Yesterday, Valheim received a long-awaited update. Half of Home. They've added loads of new building pieces. The houses are amazing. They've fine-tuned weapons. They've done a lot of tinkering with existing stuff.
That's
not a great deal of added stuff. So they've reworked it really well. And
it looks like... I was going to say it looked a bit better when it was on your... You posted a picture. I was like, that looks more high quality, even though it's still retaining the style. Do you know what I mean? Or was that just my imagination? I don't know.
No, I think that was also because I picked... that wasn't actually a screenshot from my thing.
Was that artwork? Was it artwork?
That was a screenshot from the game, but it wasn't from me. It was just a picture I found. But also, that's the biome you're in, because that's the plains biome, which is... the most good looking, like any biome or landscape in any game, that is the best looking, in my opinion. It's gorgeous, I played a bit yesterday, like really nice. They've done a good job. It's been waiting a long time for it, and it's good.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, it felt like the game hasn't really been updated since it came out. Maybe there's been a couple of little fixes, but like.
They had the massive influx, though. You got to think about how much money they made in such a short time. They got to figure out how to work with a budget like that.
Got to develop some patches, again, you know?
Yeah. So they've got more coming, which is good.
That is good. Another
game that received an update the other day is Apex.
Oh, yeah.
A $1 billion company with EA supporting them and Respawn.
Facts.
Big names. Yeah. Shite. Absolute dog shit. Servers have not worked. The update rolled out on Tuesday at 6 PM, right?
Yeah.
Updated. Didn't get in to past the main menu for 3 hours.
Oh.
Because the servers were down still. And what for a few days later, yeah. It's still not fixed. Everything's broken. So
that is rough.
Twitter is blowing up about it. Everyone's going crazy.
Yeah.
Also, I know you don't play Apex.
No, but EA.
it's like you've got so much money and they can't fucking.
Yeah, this is the whole thing. This, do you know what? Since you brought up EA, it's almost in the same vein. Like, I have just finished streaming FIFA 21 because I'm waiting for FIFA 22, right? And in FIFA 20, you know, they're boasting about, like, in career mode, you can now create your own club, right? And that's really wonderful. People have been asking about that for years.
Mm-hmm.
And people have been asking, oh, be a pro, which is my player, which is what I love, obviously, because I can do Yeagle, right? I love that shit. That was unchanged for 8 years, something like that, which is just diabolical, right? You know, I understand that as a business, they want to make money. But equally, while you're making money, why don't you want to maximize if people love your game? Because right now, EA are, they have been for years, one of the most hated game companies out there. And it is just like, I get that they make money and they don't care because it's the cash cows which make them the money. You know, it's the 10% which make them 90% of the money. So why care about the 90% which only like buy the game and then don't play Ultimate Team? It's just, I don't know. It's just annoying, right? So I'm worried that FIFA 22, which, you know, I can fucking preload in, 5 days? And I can play it early for like 10 hours. I'm worried that that game is going to feel no different than FIFA 21. Especially, EA, they're fuckers, they are. Oh, you know, next gen, PS5, Xbox One. All right. They get sexy new animations. Okay, sexy new animations. They get some new animation stuff. You know, next gen, kind of like, yeah, look at this, Hypermotion. We've given it a fancy name so that you think it's awesome. PS4 and Xbox One, like, not the X. I understand that they don't get it. All right, fine. If you're going to be pushing for this Hypermotion bullshit, fair enough. Like, let the old consoles, let them fucking have the old version. Cool. The PC version is the PS4 and Xbox One version, which ultimately, again, I'm trying to be like not biased, but it's a separate issue, right? Because basically, PC is going to be on what's called the Legacy Edition, which is the PS4 and Xbox One edition. So they won't have like the new Hypermotion stuff that I don't know what else is not added, but that's like the main point which we aren't getting. And I've always thought, like, because the creative director or something like that, he said, you know, we looked at the people that play FIFA on PC and most of them don't have like super good computers. So why would we give them the new stuff? And it's kind of like, okay, I see what you're saying, but if you look at when you launch FIFA, what opens up is a little fucking, you know, when you open up a game in Unity and it comes up with a little window and it's like resolution, graphic settings, quality, fantastic shit.
Yeah. Terrible. Launch like this or launch like this.
Yeah. FIFA opens up like that, except it's got its own little FIFA 21 and it has like graphics quality. It goes, I think, low, medium, high, ultra. And then it's got like anti-aliasing or some shit.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all you get. And resolution. You can obviously change your resolution, but fucking every game should be able to change your resolution. So, you know, that's kind of a given. And so this whole issue is kind of like, why don't you just release the same game from PS5 and Xbox One to PC? Sorry, PS4 people and Xbox One, you know, L. You're on an old console. There's nothing we can do. But PC people, if you have people that have bad computers
and they just want to play FIFA.
They just switch it off.
They just want to play FIFA. And then you got people like me who have pretty good computers, and I want to play the game at like a somewhat decent quality, and I want to have the new stuff because I like FIFA. And then you got the people that have like super fucking great computers, and they're like, I want fucking everything. I want to be better than the PS5, better than the Xbox, whatever. They can also have it. Why don't they just upgrade the fucking graphic settings? Why not make it in-game? In fact, why not do it like fucking Spider-Man? You know, Spider-Man game on PS4 yes. or 5? They literally had an option where you could have it be, you can have the graphics fidelity be way up and it play at 30 frames and you can play it like 4K. Or you can play it at 1080p and play it at 60 FPS. So you can choose how you want to fucking play it. FIFA could literally do, do you want to have hyper motion? Do you want to run it in 30, 60? Do you want to turn down the graphics but like keep hypermotion? Or do you want to turn up the graphics and turn off hypermotion? I'm sure it could be a switch to the button. They can't, don't sit. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't develop. But the thing is, I guarantee it is not difficult for them to understand that. It just isn't. And here we are. FIFA 22 is around the corner and I'm going to be playing on the old version. And the thing is, who's to say that FIFA 23 isn't going to be the same? They might say, oh, well, the PC demographic is still playing on lower quality PCs, so we're just going to give them the PS4 version still. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's my gripe with the EA. Fuck EA. EA sucks.
I've never got into FIFA.
I wouldn't. Even if you're into single player stuff. Yeah, even if you're into just career mode, like Dan and I, still complete bollocks. Like, yeah. I'll just say this because, you know, the thing is, every FIFA player will agree. There's no chance that there will be someone that goes, nah, what he just said is wrong. So there's difficulty levels, obviously. You can play on amateur, yeah. It's fucking easy. You can play on ultimate, which is like super difficult. And then they've got this thing called competitive mode, which is when you're on legendary or ultimate, the two highest difficulties. If you put on competitive mode, basically that means the teams will play kind of as their own team. Like, if they're more of a tick-attacker, like pass, quick runs, like do all this, they'll do that. And you think, okay, that's, you know, that's kind of cool. You know, that seems like a challenge. But when you're in, like, doing, you know, let's say a Road to Glory, you're playing as a League One, League Two side in England, and, you know, you're playing as bloody Barnsley and you're against fucking Plymouth. Why the fuck, when you score one and you think, yeah, I managed to do it, it's not even a joke. Within minutes, you can see a goal coming from their side. Mm-hmm. You can go, well, it's just not working. Like, I know you're in control and you can argue that it's down to player error, but sometimes you are thinking, there is nothing I am doing wrong here. There's nothing I'm doing. Like, I'm playing how I normally play. And then how come I can win 4-0 before? And suddenly now they're fucking doing all this and they do this and they're quicker, they're faster. And there's a saying on the FIFA subreddit, which is like, you can always tell when you're going to concede 30 seconds before you're going to concede, no matter what. You'll always be able to. And it is diabolical. So there you go. That's my final comment on FIFA. Piece of shit. Agreed. Yeah.
Agreed.
Do you have any topics that you got? Because I've got
one
to two more.
I have, yes, one or two more.
You go. I brought up FIFA.
And
then monologued.
Cereals. Yeah. Back. I want a top five cereal list from you.
Ah, top please. Five. I haven't had cereal in a long time, but I'll give it my best shot because I've always been a fan. I've always been a fan of Cocoa Pops. I don't know. I've just never. Are you leaving because you're angry or? Yes. Let's go. I've always been a fan of Cocoa Pops. I also really liked Cocoa Rocks. I feel like they were slept on
the ones where you had like the ones that cracked and it was soft in the inside. Then you had like the
I like those. Yeah, those were
and the
were,
shells.
Yeah, the shells were nice. The shells were nice as well.
They were good.
I think I do like. Do you know what? I do like Shreddies because you can do it in a variety of ways. And I like that.
And if you're lucky enough to find the frosted Shreddies in the shop.
Bloody hell.
Now we're talking.
I'm also, Crave? That's not bad. Yeah. They're pretty good. I'm not a big fan of like
box is too small though.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of like healthy cereals. Like, I understand if you like, you can have cornflakes and that not be unhealthy.
Yeah, yeah.
But equally, you can have two bowls of cornflakes and that's really bad for you. You probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah. But,
I don't know. Weetabix, you could argue that's healthy because you can do that with like berries.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
But Weetabix, equally, you can chuck sugar on it and it's really nice.
Yeah. I was going to say Weetabix, Alpen, and like Jordans.
Mm.
I think they're the only three like healthy cereals that I will consistently eat. But fucking Golden Nuggets.
Oh, Golden Nuggets. Oh, oh my Lord. Those are fucking... So, those are amazing. S-tier. They are S-tier.
And then you got Cookie Crisp.
Oh my word. Literally,
controversial. Overrated.
They're still lovely. I prefer Cookie Crisp out of the box rather than like...
Yes.
Yeah. That's how you make them a winner.
Some of the American ones. In fact, there's a small box... Fruit Loops over there.
Oh yeah,
Fruit Loops good. Lucky Charms.
I've never had any of American cereals. Did you like did you get these from America and bring them back, or did you order them or just find them?
It's
in
a bit
shops?
Sad. No, it's a bit sad. I went to America, ate them in America, flattened the boxes, and put them in the suitcase.
That is funny.
But with this in mind, because as you can see, there's plenty of stuff everywhere.
Yeah, it fits. It's not like I just threw up a fucking thing of Lucky Charms box on my wall. And you're just like, why is there just a cereal box on your wall?
I think I've got it over there, actually. But yeah.
Do you know what don't like?
American cereal just is so sickly, though.
I'm not surprised. I don't think... Do Americans have, like, nice milk? Because for some reason, I imagine that they don't, but they have cows. It's not like it's impossible. It's not like, you know, fucking Spain where you always get like long life milk rather than fresh milk.
Yeah. But you know, fresh milk in France. You know, like when you get the fresh milk in France.
Well, I know my grandparents only really get the long life shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's
unfortunate.
Which is still nice, though. That long life stuff's nice.
It's not bad, but you know. It's...
The American milk. The American milk scene is very similar to the fresh French milk scene. Yeah, so Americans do have good milk.
That's
and they
nice,
have
honestly.
Big mama milkers too.
That's nice to hear. I'm glad that if ever I went to America, I can enjoy a glass of milk and not feel like I'm going to die.
It's fine, because one day we'll be invited on Impulsive and we'll go out
and
we'll just have milk and cereal. We fly you out to do Impulsive. No, bro, milk and cereal.
I'm here to try Lucky Charms. Don't know about.
Finally, center milk.
Do you know what I don't like though? Cereal bars. Don't like them. Cocoa Pops ones aren't bad, I must say.
But I don't the rest like of them, any of them like with them. Yogurt on it. When they have like the yogurt bit,
As in,
you know, like the Cocoa Pops bar that's got the little thin layer of yogurt.
I don't mind that because I feel like that is the closest thing that you could have to a replacement to milk. Because every other than that, I just don't want it.
The closest I'll go to like a cereal bar is like a flapjack.
I do love a good flapjack.
I'm going through a phase at work at the moment. Come in, coronation chicken sandwich.
Apparently,
flapjack,
you know what, I actually
and a nice
heard
coffee.
That the coronation chicken sandwich is one of the nicest sandwiches that you can get as a meal deal.
Beautiful.
See, that's you are now the second person to say that, and that is crazy to me because I remember I was talking to one of Polly's mates, and she was like, "Yeah, coronation chicken sandwich, like in a meal deal, like every time." And I'm like, "What? Like for real? Like that?" I'm like, "Surely there are better options out there." And she's like, "Nah, trust. I'm telling you, coronation chicken. Right? Well." I'll get a meal deal tomorrow, I reckon. And
Co-op one. Obviously, I'm going to be biased here, but yeah, Co-op one is because you've got the big raisins in there.
Mm.
Oh, so good. And the Nigella seeds in the bread as well.
Oh, I love seeded bread, man.
It's so good. It's white bread with like the black Nigella seeds in it.
Oh, that does sound delicious.
Little bits of onion. Also. And then get a flapjack with it. The little flapjack bar for the snack. And then if they sell it, the Jimmy's iced coffee, which is a little blue can.
My god, I love Jimmy's iced coffee, dude.
That is my meal deal that dude. I go for. Coronation chicken, flapjack, Jimmy's iced coffee.
When I went to see Shang-Chi, I went to Tesco's before, and I was thinking like, yeah, I'll just go and find some popcorn. They didn't have any salted, which I really didn't enjoy. So I settled for sweet and salted, which is not bad, but you know, it's not what I wanted. And I was
best.
I was just like walking around, just like, what other snacks can I get? Chocolate? And I was like, no, it's quite a warm day. Don't want it fucking melting. And like, well, you know, I'm trying to watch a film. And I was like, ooh, the Jimmy's iced coffee there for a quid or like a quid 20. And I was like, you know what? I can stretch that budget. And I got one. And when I was sat there in the cinema with my Jimmy's iced coffee, I was genuinely thinking, this is the life. This is the life right here. Jimmy's iced coffee is actually top notch.
It is because it's not too sweet,
and it's so much
iced
better
is sweet
than pre-done like Starbucks, pre-done like little ones. It is leagues ahead. Oh,
and
coffee, amazing.
It's a good one for the morning. I've found because when I have energy drinks or other iced coffees, I would have the low. I'd get the caffeine boost. I'd wake up and then I'd feel dog shit.
Yeah,
but I've not had that issue with Jimmy's.
I do.
Jimmy
really
comes
like,
inside. Oh, never
mind. I do really like Jimmy's iced mocha. That's
I haven't had it.
No, I like the original, but the mocha is just nice, isn't it? It's just a bit of chocolate, and you're fucking. Oh, it's great. It's just wonderful.
The only mocha that I would consistently buy is the Starbucks one that's in the glass bottle. I do like that one.
I can't say
it's more just chocolate milk, really.
I'd probably do the same, to be honest.
It's quite nice.
I don't know if you've heard of this film, so I'm not going to tell you the name. If you remember the name, shout.
Yeah,
but I'm going to tell you the cast, right? Because it's fantastic. This film is coming out like really soon on Netflix. That gives you a clue. It's a Netflix original. It's got Leonardo DiCaprio in it, Ariana Grande, Jennifer Lawrence, Timothée Chalamet, Chris Evans, Jonah Hill. Did you ever watch, don't worry, I've forgotten the name, so I'll just ignore him. Sorry, Himesh Patel. Meryl Streep. Matthew Perry.
I feel like I've seen the trailer for this.
Yeah, you probably have. Cate Blanchett. Kid Cudi.
Really?
I think so. Oh, I really hope I'm not wrong. I've cut off his name in the fucking screenshot, which is really annoying. Then we got fucking Tyler Perry. You know Tyler Perry? Gone Girl, he was the lawyer. He was like the black lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
Ron Perlman.
Really?
Yeah. Mark Rylance. Do you know Mark Rylance?
The name rings a bell.
Yeah. What was he in? Was he the... He's not the dad in Step Brothers, is he? I'm now going to have to Google it because I don't want to be wrong. Mark?
That sounds...
No, he's an English actor. Who the... What? Fuck, who... No, this guy did something, but I don't fucking remember what it was. Now I'm annoyed. I have to look. 20. What the fuck? Oh, he was in Trial of Chicago 7, was he? I mean, he must have been. It says right there that he was.
Nah.
Was it Kid? It was Kid. It was Kid Cudi. Who?
Okay.
Show me Mark Rylance's movies. He was in. Oh my god, dude! He was the fucking BFG. Bridge of Spies.
He was
in Ready Player One as the fucking guy, like, you know, with the long hair, who the guy who like ran the studio or owned the studio.
Yeah.
He was in Dunkirk. Can't place him in Dunkirk, but he obviously was in that. But yeah, I don't think I'm even done listing the people that are in it. I think there's one more, maybe. I was wrong. There are other people in it, of course.
There are some like big names.
Big names, right? And what genre of film do you think that is?
Musical.
Do you want to throw out like three guesses? Top three, what do you think? Like of all those people? Because like you can argue musical, but then you can also argue like... Well, I don't want to say because I don't want to give you answers. I want you to just give...
See, the one person that's making me like think it's not going to be like an action film is Meryl Streep. Because I don't think I'll see her backflipping off buildings.
No, but she could easily be like Boss. She could be Boss Man. You're gonna find it funny what the genre is. I'm gonna be real. It's a comedy disaster film.
I'll tell you that I've got the little fucking, I just got this off, you know, when you type in the film, it gives you like the little like synopsis thing. Two low-level astronomers must go on a giant media tour to warn mankind of an approaching comet that would destroy planet Earth. And I'm assuming Leo is the main guy, and I want to argue. Two low-level astronomers. Do you reckon it'll be a man and a woman, or do you think it'll be two men?
Two men.
I'm thinking it's going to be Timothy Chalamet and Leo. Nothing gives it away. Like, I literally can't. It's as if no one's talking about this film. I swear. Like, because I got this off like a TikTok, and I was like, holy shit, what the fuck? I was like, I feel like I saw this be like advertised maybe a while ago. Maybe it was like a teaser or some shit. But looking at that TikTok, I was like, wait, what do you mean it's coming out in like a month or whatever? Do you know what?
Is it, oh, so it's probably soon.
It's soon, yeah, it's 2021. That's Mark Rylance movies, Mark Rylance. show me when it's coming out, please. 10th of December in USA.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so it's like soon. Which is just mad. A comedy disaster film with all of those people in it. I don't understand. Comedy disaster. I'm assuming they don't mean like, epic movie disaster. But it's like a comedy film that centers around a disaster happening, which is a
like, what's the name of the film with James Franco, Seth Rogen?
This is the End?
That's it. That's the sort of thing I'm imagining.
Yeah, no, you're probably right, yeah, because that is an apocalyptic event that they're just making into a comedy. Yeah. So this, I'm going to say that this one's probably like, going to try and be grounded in reality. Comet hitting the Earth, you know, you could make that grounded. And they're going to be like, you know, they're just two low-level astronomers being like, running around, media tour, that sounds real. You know, whereas, like, obviously James Franco and Seth Rogen were like, you know, the devil and shit, and the rapture, you know, all that crazy stuff. But yeah, I thought that was interesting.
I thought it'd
be funny for you to guess the genre. It is funny, comedy disaster. You just couldn't have...
That's a strange one.
I'm trying to remember what Himesh Patel was in, because it was so fucking good. You know that it's on Netflix. Do you watch Netflix at all?
Not really.
So you wouldn't have probably seen it. But it's like they've done a couple of series where it's in England, and then they've done a couple of series where it's like Spain, and they've done one which is like France, and it's basically all shot within like a police station, like two interview rooms. And it is just like detectives trying to figure out if the person committed the crime or not. And Himesh Patel was in one, and he was fucking fantastic in it. Like, he was just magnificent.
I don't remember who he is.
This is a picture. Good. I was just trying to tap on him, and I was like, I fucking can't. Jonah Hill is in it as well. Jonah fucking Hill. That is awesome. Ah, goodness me. Oh, he was in Yesterday, of course, Himesh. Yeah, that's where I fucking know you from, you twat. But yeah, anything else, Ben? I have now exhausted all my topics.
No? I've got a little bit of news on actually who the other astronomer is actually. It's Leo and someone else.
Leo and someone else.
Would you like to know? Or would you want to...
Is it Ariana?
No.
I don't know how I would have felt about that. Is it going to be... the thing is, I only looked at the names of the characters, and I only remember fucking Leo's, which is like Randy or Rendy or something like that. So I don't know. He's definitely one of them.
He is. Yeah.
I want to say...
The second one, I'm very, very happy with the second one.
Is it Jonah Hill? In my head, it's either going to be Jonah Hill or Chris Evans for some reason.
No.
Because if it's not Timothy, then who the fuck is it going to be? Two low-level astronomers. Who could be another low-level astronomer out of that group?
Jennifer Lawrence.
No. Would she pass as a low-level astronomer? Would Leo? I mean, you could definitely make Leo look like a low-level astronomer.
No, it is Jennifer Lawrence.
What does that mean?
She's the other low-level astronomer.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Leo. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
I'm looking forward to this because she's funny, like dumb funny.
She is dumb funny. I don't know if I like Jennifer Lawrence, you know. I find her
I don't really.
I find her whole like
you know, I'm funny, I'm different thing kind of annoying more than just being like, yeah, she's just being herself. It's not.
I do like her sometimes though, because she's human. Like, she'll be at like this fancy dinner thing, like, or some public speech, and she'll just fuck it all up, and it's great.
Yeah. Did you know that Harvey Weinstein bragged about sleeping with Jennifer Lawrence?
Really?
Yeah. And so everyone's a bit like you. People are not angry at Jennifer for it, obviously, because chances are it was Harvey Weinstein coercing her and kind of being like, yeah, you know, you'll be a movie star, you know, being all fucking Harvey Weinstein and gross.
Yeah.
But because I think the age difference, obviously the age difference is still there. Like, I think she was like young-ish at the time, like young-ish to the point where it's like, really?
Nancy.
Okay, yeah. I don't know, I just, you know, the gray area where no one really wants no one really wants to look at it. But yeah, that was just a bit of weirdly one news thing that I remember reading about J-Law.
Very, very interesting.
But yeah, this has been wonderful, Ben.
This has. It's been a nice long one.
Whole host of topics we've talked about.
Yes.
It's been wonderful, Ben. We can, I mean, we'll see what the fucking schedule looks like when I go back to uni.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it'll be too bad. I'm sure there'll be time. And,
yeah.
Yeah, mate.
And mine's same as ever.
Yeah. Fair enough.
See you around.
See you around.
And the old man, see ya.